Okay, Todd Bryant here. Hope everything's going well. There's been a lot of shaky cam footage for me this week, but I'm back home. I'm glad to be home. It's been a fun, an energizing, inspiring, exhausting week, and excited to sort of take a little bit of moment to reflect. I'm calling this a review. I'm not really doing a review, and I really think that if you are attending any conference, no matter what is it, just anything in life, it's really what you make of it. And so that was a great lesson for me this week is sometimes you're tired and you're ready to go home. You got to push through and then you end up having great conversations. And so lots of lessons learned throughout the week of how to maximize the value of conferences. What did I do well? What did other people do well? What did I learn and what would I do better at other conferences coming forward? So overall, I'll quickly touch on I think a couple of things. So I was part of the Alpha program. What that meant is that you are $685, you're paying, you're getting three tickets for that, and then you get to exhibit for one day. And so we were lucky, got to exhibit the first day, a lot of foot traffic coming through, and we were also in an area, AI machine learning, which obviously brings some interest, and then a lot of basically just a very visible space within that. So I think we could contrast that to, I know people who I talked to on the third day who are exhibiting less people, maybe a little bit less energy, enthusiasm, everyone's tired out from this and weren't as excited about some of the conversations and things that happened, or they just didn't get the foot traffic that they want. So I think we were lucky. I don't know why we got that space. It was just maybe the alphabetical order. Not exactly sure, but grateful for the opportunity that we got. The other thing that we found there is that or a lot of startups. So I think there's, what was to say? It was like 1,250. I think this, yeah, no, 1,500, almost 1,600 startups. So people would have come up and say, "Oh, wow, so crazy. You've got this booth for the day. You're exhibiting for the day." I'm like, "No, we have it just for, or for the conference." It's like, "No, we just have it for the day." And then tomorrow, there's going to be an entirely new set of companies floating through here. So between those 3 days, you're seeing new companies segmented by space, AI. You're seeing them in fintech. You're seeing them in media. And then it allows you, if you're interested in one of those segments, flow through, go to that specific, have the conversations. And you're also seeing people in different stages. So alpha being earliest stage, beta, growth, I think scale. And then with that, even say you're an investor and you're depending on what sort of round you're investing in, you can do that. If you're looking for jobs, maybe you want to go further along towards the more growth stage companies who are on an upward trajectory, possibly hiring. So lots of really good ways that they've sort of organized this for for quality conversations and for focusing the on the people that you actually want to talk to. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else there. I just overall the takeaway was that there's a lot of amazing people working on incredible things and very passionate about that. And I think there's some people who are further along and they've done really well. Other people are just starting this company and maybe they're really early or even they're a bit in and they're not taking the same, pay cut that or pay that they would if they were working at a different company. And yet they're still so enthusiastic, they're passionate, they're sharing, they're networking, they're connecting, and they're doing their best to meet other people. I would say in general, there is some this interesting time in the market right now. So there's a mix of enthusiasm, a mix of a little bit of fear, a little bit of desperation, but all that comes together to create sort of this manic, chaotic, fun energy that was very transparent throughout both the actual conference days and then after hours at events as people tried to figure out, where should I spend my time after hours? Who should I connect with? Where are the investors at? All those kind of things that started to reveal themselves throughout. So just in general, a couple of touch points on this idea of like getting value from a conference. There are like very a systematic way to do it. One of the ones that I didn't do a good enough job would be to connect with people before. So Collision has a great app here. I can touch on this a little bit. Basically really nicely organized. You can scan people with the keychain that they have, and then you've got all their details. And at the end, you can export that into a CSV and reconnect with everyone. So what you can do though is before the conference, you can actually reach out to these people and set up meetings. So there was a lot of people who had entire days scheduled out for meetings where, I had a bunch that had sort of set up sort of naturally and then through investor meetings and things like that. But I think there's a much more intentional way that you can set that up. So I think that's one way is to pre-set the schedule because you might not see these people in person again. So I think that's a really worthwhile thing to consider. And I think, even sending these little messages during the actual conference would be valuable too, especially if they just come off stage or something like that. The other piece I would say is that you need to make notes and organize the people that you're talking to. So say I think during the conference maybe ended up with like 150, 200 people scanning my thing and we connecting through this application. Out of those, lots of great, I mean, everyone, very good conversations, interesting, but there's a couple ones that you're sort of prioritizing over them and making sure that you're following up on and making a note. Maybe one's just a friend versus one's a possible business or a customer, one's a possible investor, one's a possible partner. As quickly as you can, I think, make a little note on who those people are and then make sure that you then follow up relatively quickly. I should probably be doing some follow-up today. We're going to see if that happens, or at least early next week, so that that momentum continues and all this, you know, information and excitement, enthusiasm is not lost and sort of fades into the abyss as people met, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people throughout the week. So a couple other things that were really interesting was I was lucky enough to get into a WhatsApp group, and it was called the Collision Party Bus. And within that, then a Google Sheet was organized. And with that Google Sheet, there was all the events. And so all of a sudden, there's these events that I would have never heard of if I wasn't part of this WhatsApp group in this Google Sheet with the exact location, Eventbrite link or whatever it was, if it was sold out, if you needed to be a certain kind of person to get in there. And that allowed us to then navigate to sort of, I would say, the best events that were on, at least from our perspective. They all turned out fantastic. And without that, there wasn't so this real-time insight into what was happening and where the place to be was fantastic. So I know there's a conference coming up in Montreal, Startup Fest. A lot of people speaking highly of it. There's already a WhatsApp group forming about that where they're organizing, figuring out what the best events are. And so I definitely recommend trying to find, you know, an in into one of those as quickly as you can. Then everything else just sort of rolls itself out. So a couple other pieces, I think, just from the value perspective is when you are exhibiting, and I do believe it's worthwhile to exhibit, especially at a conference like this, you start to get people who are gravitating towards your area because they're interested in it, and you're asking you very hard questions, and those hard questions make you more refined, make you more crisp. And for myself, I ended up in a little bit of a sweet spot of a quick explanation to help people understand what we do so that it was very, very short, concise, and then went from sometimes abstract explanations at the start to much more concrete for people to understand the use cases that we're serving and then the kind of customers that we serve. So that refinement that happens very quickly when you're seeing like real-time feedback is a wonderful value add that can then translate to things, conversations that are moving forward outside of this. Next time I end up in person with people or just in Zoom calls when someone's trying to ask what we're doing. So lots of those things, I think, that value will continue to sort of evolve, and I'll understand that. And as I look back and sort of scan through some of the people and then also have follow-up conversations, more and more value will then come out of the conference. So I think like anything, follow-up is such a crucial part of creating value, maintaining value. And I do recommend for anyone to make sure you do reach out before this all fades away, because yeah, it was a ton of information. A couple things after hours. So after hours events, you know, very important. I would say possibly, you know, as important or more important than the main event itself. So I'm just going to see if I can pull this up and do a little summary of that. We've got it here. Yeah, beautiful. So they're starting to update. You can see they're already selling 2023 out, but a couple events, Grand Bazaar, the Monday after opening night, a little bit too cold, but lots of good connections there. And it was interesting. You see at certain events that there was a lot of students at this event. So it seems like maybe some of the executives, some of the investors were somewhere else and that part wasn't in the group. And so you start to, you know, you start to have these organized groups of the normal people like us, and then maybe the more VIP, and then people are trying to gravitate and find those VIP. Same thing here with the Distillery District. And what I really love, and just to sort of touch on this, was you sort of take your city for granted, you take where you live for granted. And I had some amazing conversations with people who had come from all over talking about how much they loved their experience here in Toronto, how much they enjoyed the city, how nice the people are. And we do sort of take that for granted sometimes. And so that's something I'm, you know, really grateful for, to just hear that feedback, because you get so caught in your own head and mind sometimes about, you know, oh, I want to be somewhere else. And then you have some, you know, really powerful moments. Talk to some African startups who their friends couldn't make it because of visas. Talk to someone who had just been forced out of Ukraine into Canada, and how grateful they were for that, and where they had come from. And then also the different kind of challenges that they're facing in their life versus a lot of people who are in this tech space and, very privileged to be able to work on the kind of problems that they're working on. So that was definitely something that I took away from this, and I'm grateful. And even today, sort of going for a walk before this, you know, felt that gratefulness of where I live and where what a privilege it is to be. And just a couple notes around there. It's like, after hours are important. You need to pace yourself. I saw WhatsApp messages to like 4 a.m. and I thought, wow, but these people were the ones making great connections, having fun, partying. And sometimes those moments are where you make the deepest connections. And so definitely people thrived on that and saw, you know, the stacked market where one of the events where it turned a little bit loose and people were dancing. And then the next day I see them still 8 a.m, you know, back at the event and having a great time and drinking lots of coffee. And I sort of learned that there are people who are made for this. There are people who that this is their job. And there's a lot of ways that you can make these conferences truly valuable. And it depends on how you approach it, what you want to do and what you want to get out of it. And I think just like anything, if you set goals, you're going to be set up for more success. So quickly, I think I've got a couple other things that I'll just share. I've got some images here. Lauren and I at Collision. Nice little smile. It was actually a pretty good one after hours. So this was the first night here and we were sort of watching the stream. Many people had left the opening hours and then we're just at the event. This was a very blurry picture, somewhat representative, maybe the mind state of myself at this time. Lots of free drinks throughout the week. And this was at an incredible art gallery where I ended up, I'm sorry, this is a very blurry picture. Barely not even talking to anyone. I was just sort of, I was just kidding. I talked to lots of people, but I was looking at the art and $20,000 paintings and like how I don't know how I ended up. This was a relatively VIP event. Ended up here and just had one of those moments. I'm like, don't think I'm supposed to be here, but I'm going to suck it in. I can. One other really interesting, so you see these master classes, and I think these master classes are valuable. They're a little deeper dives and a little bit more tactical. So this was Neil Patel Digital. For anyone in marketing, you know, you love Neil Patel. And so it was great to see. He was actually at the conference. I didn't get to see him speak, even though I would have loved to, and they'd opened a Canadian division. But these guys gave some great tactical advice. And so really enjoyed the master classes. They were a little tighter, more compact, but some great information and the ability to ask questions. So I think any time where you can get a little bit of engagement and a little bit more focused. They did like lessons from optimizing over 500 sites, lots of insights from that. So this was at that stack market, starting to get a little bit more loose, a little bit more fun. Great time there, right down in town in Toronto, and you can see just how many people are coming to this. Brian Gold from #paid, one of the companies that really stuck out. I've followed them for a long time and talked about how you can use Creator Market and leverage that for growth in marketing, especially as the marketing environment changes. And was one of the more crispy, like just know their value proposition so much. They know the use case. They know where the value is. Like it was really a masterclass in understanding a business, understanding the market, understanding your customer, and really took a lot of inspiration from that, especially following.
All right, here, this is the closing time of Collision. You can see it's a lot less busy than it was over the last few days. Lucky that we got to the first day of exhibiting, lots of foot traffic and great conversations. And I know today wasn't as much, and so a couple of the conversations maybe a little
yourself out. Set yourself apart and then, you know, draw people in. Some people were given food. Some people had swag, all those different things. And then there's a nice picture, Lauren Vatzel and I on the first night. So really happy. A couple other images there. Yeah, beautiful. This was right after our day. You can see our little sign. So if you're in the Alpha program, that's what the sign looks like. And lots of great exhibits, lots of good stuff going on. Glad to spend some time with two coworkers and two friends who, you know, we've done a lot of work together, and it was overall a wonderful experience. You have the fun stuff with all the networking, but then you have just great moments, you know, there too. So a couple last things I'd recommend, like what we liked was doing a dedicated page. So this might not serve too much purpose now, but sent people to this page with a QR code, and then we also started collecting some Collision memories that we're going to build into a little bit of a highlight reel and do a report on. So I'm at the end of my time here. Just overall, again, grateful. I'm sure I could go on for this more, but I try to bucket things into 15 minutes, and I got through a lot pretty quickly. This is my review of Collision 2022. I hope to be back in 2023. Have any questions, any thoughts, if you're interested in attending, whatever, I'm not a representative of it, but please feel encouraged to send me a message and just, you know, remember sometimes how lucky you are to be in the situation you are. It's a blessing. And I felt that this week, connecting with the Toronto community, connecting with the tech community from all over the world, and just wonderful to spend some time with good people, feel at home as yourself, and be able to explore, talk, you know, have interesting conversations, build relationships, meet friends that I hadn't seen in a long time, and learn, get inspired, and grow. Thank you so much. This has been Tyler Ryan.